This is a recording of Ready New York Pandemic Flu, brought to you by the New York City Office of Emergency Management. History tells us that global outbreaks of influenza, also called pandemics, do happen. Pandemics, like hurricanes or floods, are natural disasters. No one can predict exactly when the next one might occur or how severe it may be. In the 20th century, there were three influenza pandemics in 1918, 1957, and 1968. They varied in strength, but all had significant effects on the world population. The 1918 pandemic killed between 50 and 100 million people. New York City plans for all kinds of public health emergencies, and so can you. It is your responsibility to learn how you can prepare your family and community for a possible health emergency like pandemic influenza.
Most people are familiar with seasonal flu, a contagious virus that doctors see every year. Seasonal flu is spread from person to person by a cough or sneeze. It's a serious but common illness with symptoms that last a week or longer, including cough, fever, and body aches. The seasonal flu vaccine is the most effective way to prevent seasonal flu, and you should get it every year.
Flu viruses change subtly from year to year, leaving immune systems vulnerable. Pandemics may occur when a flu virus changes radically, leaving large numbers of people susceptible to infection. Pandemic influenza spreads quickly around the world, causing widespread illness and even death. It is typically more severe than seasonal flu, and the seasonal flu vaccine will not protect you from pandemic virus. Government health officials will announce when there is a pandemic event.
Possible pandemic influenza symptoms include fever, headache, chills, extreme fatigue, cough, sore throat, runny or stuffy nose, body aches, and stomach problems more often in young children.
You can protect yourself now and reduce your risk of getting or spreading any flu virus by making simple health habits part of your daily routine. Someone with pandemic influenza may be contagious before he or she feels sick and until several days after symptoms are detected. By taking care of your own health, you are protecting your family and community.
Use a tissue, your arm, or your sleeve, not your hands, to cover coughs and sneezes. Throw tissues away immediately after using them. Frequently wash your hands with soap and water, even if you're not feeling sick. Count to 20 to be sure you've washed long enough. If you have no access to a faucet, use alcohol-based hand sanitizer. Avoid touching your face with unwashed hands, especially after being out in public. Stay home when you are sick, and do not send children to daycare or school if they are sick. Keep your distance from others when you are sick. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. If you must be in a public setting during an influenza pandemic, try to sit or stand more than an arm's distance, about 3 feet, from other people.
Prepare in advance for an extended stay at home. Keep as much extra non-perishable food and water as you can to minimize trips to stores and other crowded places. Stock extra household items like soap, tissues, toilet paper, diapers, and pet supplies. Keep a supply of over-the-counter medicine like pain and fever relievers, stomach remedies, and cold and cough treatments to ease flu symptoms. If you have a chronic illness, check your prescriptions to make sure you have a continuous supply. Talk to your employer and your children's daycare provider or school about emergency plans, including what they would do in a pandemic influenza outbreak.
Here's how a pandemic might affect New York City. A pandemic influenza outbreak could last many months and have a major effect on New York City, where people live, commute, and work so close to one another. Schools, daycares, and businesses may shut down to reduce the spread of the virus. Public events may be canceled. Health officials may recommend people with flu-like symptoms or people who have been exposed to symptoms stay separate from others. Many people may be sick at the same time, crowding hospitals and clinics. Stores may be short on supplies like food, water, and gas.
Some may have to stay at home to care for sick family members. Talk to family and friends about taking care of one another if someone gets sick. Keep sick household members separated from others as much as possible. Those who are sick should wear surgical face masks or something over their mouths and noses to prevent the spread of germs.
The New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene works with public health officials around the world to watch for signs of an emerging pandemic. The city is also working to prepare hospitals, doctors, and New Yorkers to respond to a pandemic. As soon as a pandemic influenza virus is identified, scientists worldwide will begin developing a vaccine. There will be a period, likely several months, when your best protection will come from common sense health practices, such as staying home to avoid being exposed. City health officials will provide antiviral medications to sick New Yorkers to treat people with flu symptoms. Antiviral medicines may help when taken within 48 hours of the onset of flu symptoms.
Take care of your emotional health during a pandemic. Stay connected. Contact family and friends by telephone, email, or other means. Reduce your stress by doing things that are comforting, like reading, listening to music, and exercising. Staying current on health news is important, but repeated disturbing reports can be harmful. Listen to the news for short periods at a time. Call LifeNet, New York City's confidential 24-hour mental health hotline, for advice and support. English, 800-543-3638. Spanish, 877-298-3373. Asian languages, 877-990-8585. All other languages, call 311.